on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there's been a lot of it made since our last show. I want to start again with the reversal of Roe v. Wade, the illegitimate reversal by an illegitimate court, in my opinion. I'll explain Roe v. Wade and its consequences. There's been a lot written about it over the weekend, a lot written about it starting Friday after our show last week. Let me tell you my view of it. I think it'll go down in history as the equivalent of the Dred Scott decision. The Dred Scott decision in the 1850s, leading up to the Civil War, held that a slave could not be free, basically, because of his race, and sent Dred Scott back into slavery, even after he had achieved freedom. People were disgusted with that. They were disgusted with the Supreme Court. They looked on the Supreme Court as having no legitimacy. And one thing led to another, and Abraham Lincoln got elected, thank God. The South seceded, and the rest is history. There have been some things said by Clarence Thomas that are deeply disturbing, even in the context of the Roe v. Wade reversal. I want to tell you what they are, and I want to tell you something else. When the Supreme Court takes a very, very dramatic step and reverses a long line of cases, normally it does it gingerly, at least diplomatically, without insult and taunting. This crowd just took an axe to it. Clarence Thomas said, after the decision, that he believes that the thinking that underlies the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, which is an attack on the right to privacy, also is what underlies your right to buy contraceptives. In Griswold v. Connecticut, 60 years ago, it was illegal, if you were not married, to buy contraceptives in the state of Connecticut, believe it or not. The Supreme Court said that people have a right to privacy, and they overturned that state law. Texas had a law up until not too long ago, believe it or not, that regulated how you could have sex, even if you were married, even if you were an adult with another consenting adult. It had to be a position that Texas approved of. The Supreme Court said that restricting sexual activity between consenting adults is not the business of the state. It's based on the right to privacy, and they overturned it. Many states had laws against same-sex marriage. Supreme Court overturned those, said you have a right to privacy. What is the right to privacy? Louis Brandeis, considered one of the great Supreme Court justices when he was a lawyer, back in the 1880s, along with another scholar, wrote an article in the Harvard Law Review proposing a right to privacy. Now, you may think, come on, that goes without saying. I mean, you don't have a right to privacy in a communist country. They can break in and get you whenever they want. You don't have a right to privacy in Cuba, Venezuela. You don't have a right to privacy in North Korea or China. You don't have a right to privacy in Russia, which is fundamentally a communist state that's pretending to simply be a mafia state. You don't have a right to privacy in any jihadist country, jihadist culture, but you do in Western civilization, you especially do in the United States, until this decision. The right to privacy is really the right to be let alone. Now, you may think, well, that goes without saying. No, it does not go without saying. The vast majority of the people in this world do not have a right to be let alone. A right is only what you can enforce. You can say till you're blue in the face, along with Rousseau, who based it on Plato, that there's some sort of inalienable rights. Thomas Jefferson picked up it in the Constitution. All true, except that's no good unless you can enforce it. People in China and Russia and North Korea have inalienable rights, but they can't enforce them. It depends on enforcing them. And what happened with our Supreme Court is that it has really become an arm of the Republican Party. I mean, I've got to say that flat out. Take a look at the majority in the Roe v. Wade reversal. It wasn't 6-3, it was 5-4. Roberts, on the issue of reversing Roe v. Wade, opposed it, along with the three Democrats, so it was 5-4. What he went along with the majority was upholding the Mississippi law that put it at 15 weeks. Up till 15 weeks, it was legal. Roe v. Wade said 24 weeks, so he was willing to compromise, which I don't agree with. But it's a big difference between that and going, you're not going to have a right at all. You cannot, you do not have a right to be left alone. Now, what that means is, I mean, this is a very strange thing to say. It has nothing to do with abortion. But let's say you had a really, really controlling autocratic boss who had a small company, didn't have any federal funding. And he said, if any of my employees read any literature from the 19th century, I'm going to fire them. You don't have a right to privacy. Now, most bosses don't do that because in the marketplace, they'd lose good people and so forth. But how much control do you want a controlling boss to have over you? How much control do you want them to have over your body? Suppose the boss said anybody who has an abortion is fired. Supreme Court says that's fine. Let me tell you another very ugly, strange little fact. If the Supreme Court said that men couldn't have vasectomies, what do you think would happen? The MAGA crowd, everybody, the next time they saw a state legislature, would grab them by the scruff of the neck, and they would change their opinions pretty quick. Let's be very blunt about that. Let's be very blunt about that. What we have is simply, and part of this is, frankly, the Democratic Party has become very passive-aggressive, a lot of speeches, but there isn't the kind of aggressiveness in the Democratic Party that it had historically. It simply isn't. And the people being elected to Congress and the Senate, and to a lot of, they're very fine people, they're very passive-aggressive people, and people will say things like, well, we must overturn this, or we must defeat this. If this was a law preventing vasectomies, you wouldn't use that kind of word. You just overturn it. You just overturn it. Now, let me give you some of the proposals on how to combat it, which I think are ineffective. Ineffective. Because those five justices, remember, it's only five justices, not six. It was 5-4 who overturned Roe v. Wade. One of them, Amy Coney Barrett, was kind of speed dialed in the lame duck after Trump had lost, was appointed by a losing president in a couple of weeks, voted on by some senators who were retiring and wouldn't be around very long or were beaten. That's not legitimate. At the same time, when Barack Obama had a vacancy, the Republicans wouldn't bring it to a vote for a year. The Supreme Court exists on legitimacy and authenticity. It has no army. And when it loses that, and it has lost this in this case, this is the new Dred Scott decision. I don't want to see the consequences being internal, more internal discord and violence. We don't want violence. But here's what's happened. Doctors are confused. States have different laws all around the country. In Oklahoma now, any abortion, even 10 minutes after you learn you're pregnant, is illegal. Well, you don't learn 10 minutes after you're pregnant, okay? In Louisiana, state court stayed the law. So in Louisiana, it's still legal. In Michigan, it's been stayed. OBGYNs, who already pay an awful lot in insurance premiums, don't know what to do. What happens if a woman has an ectopic pregnancy where where it's outside the womb? That can kill her, but Oklahoma does not have an exception for the life of the mother. Now, any doctor worth his salt is going to save the mother, obviously. But he could get arrested if he does it in some county in Oklahoma where the guy wants to be governor, and then he's going to be tied up in legal proceedings, handcuffed and arrested. That sort of thing is playing out all around the country. And the Supreme Court took none of this into account because the Supreme Court has now become an arm of the Republican Party. Pure and simple. You heard it here. It is true. Some prosecutors say we won't prosecute. For instance, in Dane County and Milwaukee County, Josh Call, John Chisholm. That's great, but that isn't all 72 counties. And I'm going to address that after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.